everybody, and happy Tuesday afternoon to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker alongside you, live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from overcast Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, site of today's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Today, we have game one of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 5 o'clock, and it looks like we are going to be on time. It will be a quiet day here in Jupiter, Florida at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. No fans in attendance on these Tuesday openers at the Dean, just some scouts, some family and friends in attendance, and they will be watching as the Mets try to snap a terrible nine-game losing streak in which they have had several chances to win many of those games, but unfortunately have not found their way into the victory column all the way since back in the first part of May. On May 2nd, a 9-2 victory over Jupiter. Since then, it was three losses to Jupiter at home and then losing all six games last week in Bradenton, Jake, even though they had a great chance to really win four out of those six games.
And that's the one positive I think you can take out of this tough sledding for the Mets right now, is that they are so close to being out of this funk, having a winning record. In fact, there's been so many games they've been so close to winning, they just haven't been able to get both the offense and the defense on the same page at the same time. But you had a day off yesterday, today's a new series and a great time to try and start that comeback and start getting some wins on the board.
And it is the Mets' second trip here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. You recall back from April 9th through the 14th, they were here to face the Jupiter Hammerheads, the other team that calls Roger Dean home. Jupiter won four out of six games. Mets did have a great comeback there in the ninth inning. Maybe coming back here, we'll try to turn the tide on this road trip. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the standings in the Florida State League, a spin around the Florida State League schedule, and we'll dive into today's pitching matchups, lineups that should lead us right into first pitch on this overcast Tuesday in Jupiter, Florida.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We are getting closer to first pitch on this overcast Tuesday afternoon. Managers meeting at home plate right now for the first time this week. Nicari De La Cruz, his first year with the St. Lucie Mets. Gary Kendall in his third year with Palm Beach. Our umpires today, Cameron Jones, who the Mets have had several times. He's the home plate umpire. Reginald Webb, new to the league, is the base umpire. Jones will just be relaying what he hears from the ABS system. It's an automated ball strike system night today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mets limp into today's game at 12-21. They are in last place in the East by nine games, six games out of second to last. They have the second worst record in the Florida State League. Really got to start turning this around. They're 49 games under 500 the last 2 years. We know this team is capable, franchise is capable of winning at a high level. They just won the Florida State League Championship 2 seasons ago. Palm Beach hanging in there, 18-15, maybe not as good as a record as they thought they might have had given some of the players that they have on this team. They were an early front runner but they are 3 games behind Jupiter and tied with Daytona. Jupiter 21-12. Again, Daytona, Palm Beach 18-15, just 3 back. The Mets at 9 back. In the West Division, Clearwater, who the Mets face next week at home, is 22-11, tied with Lakeland. Bradenton 7 games back, despite winning 10 games in a row. They've only made up about 4 games in the standings, so I really can't afford to fall that far behind. Bradenton is 15-18. Dunedin 14-19, 8 back. Fort Myers 13-20, 9 back. And Tampa is 10-23, 12 back. Games around the Florida State League today. All other games starting at 6:30. Jupiter at Dunedin, Daytona at Clearwater, Fort Myers at Lakeland, and then very curious to see Bradenton and Tampa, what happens there as Bradenton leads the comfort of home, where it went 11-1 the last 2 weeks. Bradenton is 1-11 on the road, so that's an immovable object versus an unstoppable force. Bradenton on the road. We'll see what wins there. We'll probably be out of here by the time that game wraps up. This is a line of demarcation in the Florida State League tonight, as this is the start of the second half of the first half. It's a 66-game half. Everybody's played 33 games. So if the Mets or anybody else is going to make a push to try to win a division, it really has to start tonight with the new series. In the Mets organization, the New York Mets lost today to Philadelphia. Syracuse is starting a home series against Iowa. Binghamton starting a home series against Bowie with David Peterson on the mound. And the Brooklyn Cyclones coming off a 3-3 split in Rome, Georgia, at the Bowling Green Hot Rods. That's the Rays High A affiliate. Jonah Tong getting the start for the Cyclones. Pitching matchup here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium features Franklin Gomez getting the start for the St. Lucie Mets against Juan Salas of the Cardinals. Gomez, the 18-year-old lefty from Venezuela, pitching in his 6th game. It will be his 2nd start. Recall his 1st start, a surprising one against Jupiter on May 2nd. 5 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. Not coincidentally, that's the last time the Mets won a game. And for Salas, he's been really good this year. In 5 starts with Palm Beach, he is 1-1 with a 1.80 ERA.
Gomez has been really good in the month of May, 1.29 ERA, 7 innings pitched in 8 strikeouts. So looking to try and continue that for him today. Of course, the Mets don't have much of an easier time facing off against Juan Salas, who's got the 32 strikeouts on the season. So he's really good at getting players to swing and miss. So the Mets need to be wary of that. Luckily, they do have some great players that have been really good at having that watchful eye. If they can take advantage of that, though, and see if they can get to Salas early.
Mets offense coming off a game which they scored 11 runs on 13 hits on Sunday will trot out like this. Marco Vargas going to lead off and play 2nd. It's his birthday. He's 19. Jesus Baez, who had his 4th home run on Sunday, bat 2nd is the DH. Jeffrey Rosa hits 3rd. He's in right field. Boston Barrow, the cleanup hitter. Colin Houck hits 5th. Ronald Hernandez, 6th. He's the catcher. Jairo Cuevas bats 7th. He's at 1st. Kevin Villavicencio hits 8th. He's in left. Diego Mosquera bats 9th. He is in center field. Cardinals are taking the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. We will pause for that. When we come back, we'll take you a spin around the Cardinals' defense, and then we'll have first pitch in the first game of this 6-game set between the Mets and Palm Beach Cardinals. with that, it's go time. First time this season for the Mets and Cardinals. Game one of a six-game series. First of 24 meetings between these two teams this year. Mets have 2 6-game series here. Cardinals have 2 6-game series up at Clover Park. Cardinals lineup and defense. Jose Cordova will lead off. He's the right fielder. John Frank Salazar is at first base batting second. Miguel Villarreal is batting third. He's at short. Chase Atkinson is the catcher hitting cleanup. Chase Davis, the first round pick by St. Louis last year, bats fifth. He's in left. Trey Page hits sixth. He's at third. Trey Richardson, the third, is batting seventh and playing second. You got that squared away. Lisandro Espinosa hits eighth. He's the center fielder, and Adari Grant is the DH, batting ninth. No fans here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Closed to the public on Tuesdays and Sundays. This is known as the busiest ballpark in America. It is spring training home to the St. Louis Cardinals and the Miami Marlins. There's a spring training game here every single day in spring training. And, of course, in the summer, home of the Palm Beach Cardinals and Jupiter Hammerheads, when one team is on the road, the other team is at home. There is not a situation this year where both teams are on the road at the same time. So, in order to ease the burden on staffing and whatnot here at Roger Dean throughout the summer, they are closed to the public the first and the last day of each series. You might be asking, why the 5 o'clock start tonight? Well, no fans. Why not just get on with it? That's what we're doing this season. Now, why the Cardinals do this and Jupiter doesn't, I'm not sure. But it'll be 5 o'clock today, 6:30 Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 o'clock Saturday, and then Jake Ricker all by himself calling the game at noon on Sunday. Jake, brace yourself.
Oh, boy. Should be a fun one, though.
Hopefully the Mets can grab some wins this week. It's trying not to get this losing streak to double digits. Home plate umpire Cameron Jones signals for the first pitch. Here it comes from Juan Salas, the high leg kick, the fastball home, and it's popped up by Marco Vargas, the birthday boy, out of play to the left. 4-1, and we're underway. First pitch, 5:02. It's 87 degrees. Now partly cloudy at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Fastball high at 93. Ball and a strike on Vargas, who's really come on, and good to see him getting healthier, playing in his eighth game. Swing and a miss on a nice changeup, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, batting .320 on the season, was 2-for-5 in the game on Sunday. He's played really well, but as you mentioned, Adam, the injuries have been the one thing that's held him back.
And he flies one out of play. Yeah, he went on the injured list 2 different times with the wrist, but got the shot in the wrist a couple weeks ago up in New York by the doctors, and quickly off the IL, and now starting to play more of an everyday role, which the Mets envisioned for him from day one. There's a chopper off the plate, right side foul. We'll do it again. These games this week, audio only. No MILB or Bally live stream here in Jupiter yet. It's too bad that you couldn't see this huge swinging leg kick that Juan Salas has. It's almost hard to describe. Fastball tails away at 84. Actually, a changeup. He kind of swings it behind him and to his left and then up and around. From the windup. The 2-2. Fastball rocked into right field, and that's going to be caught on a dive by Cordova. Tough break for Vargas. Trying to get a leadoff hit on his birthday. Smoked it, but Cordova makes a nice diving play in right for the game's first out.
It's a great hit, but a better catch by Cordova out there in right field. Made a nice job reading that ball, getting in quickly and making a dive. Just unfortunate for Vargas, who hit that one well.
Jesus Baez, one of the league's hottest hitters on a 13-game hitting streak, provided the Mets a go-ahead home run in the sixth inning on Sunday. That was washed away quickly. Oh, he drives this ball to deep center field. On the run, it's over the head of Davis, and it's going to bounce over the wall on a hop, and Jesus Baez has doubled right out of the chute to extend his hitting streak to 14 straight games.
wasting no time to extend that hitting streak today. Takes all the pressure off him now, but what a great job. First pitch swinging. I love the aggressiveness coming out here early in this game to try and get things going for the Mets.
Baez hit his first home run of the season here at Roger Dean against the Jupiter Hammerheads. That was smoked. So you have Vargas's line out to right, 98.8 miles per hour off the bat. Next pitch hit even harder. Get the velocity, exit velocity in a moment, as Jeffrey Rosa stands in. Jesus Baez came in to the day tied first in total bases, second in hits. That was his ninth double of the season. He's top five in that category. There's the ball fouled back.
104 miles an hour off the bat was that Baez double.
So some good swings by the Mets early. Can Rosa keep it going? 19-year-old from the DR takes a fastball high. A fake throw back to second by the catcher, Atkinson. Runner on second, one out. No score in the top of the first. A breaking ball home in the dirt. Talked about the Mets losing all six in Bradenton, Palm Beach. A 3-3 split last week here. Their home ballpark as the road team against the Jupiter Hammerheads. They didn't make up any ground on first place Jupiter. 2-2 pitch, a breaking ball grounded deep out to third.
And Moses had a good start to his season here with St. Lucie, hitting two home runs in the five games played that he's had and batting .294. So the bats have been working well for him.
A nice addition from the Complex League. Was only there for two games. Looks like he fits right in. He's tied up on the high fastball at 91 and strikes out swinging. That's one thing he did not do the first few games in Bradenton, but he started to chase a little more on Sunday with three strikeouts, and he went too high there. Here's Boston Barrow. Last time we saw Boston, he put the Mets on top in the 10th inning with a two-out, two-strike single. What a clutch hit. Fortunately, the Mets couldn't make that stand up. Swings and misses at the changeup. Or strike one.
And Adam, I did my research from the last time we talked about it. Boston Barrow always in those full count, it seems like. And actually, he averages 4.857 pitches per at-bat, which is the third most in all of the Florida State League. 233 pitches faced total, not including today.
He's in a 1-1 count, so he's not quite halfway there. Mets trying to get on the board early after the Baez double. Salas the pitch, taken high for ball two. Pitch number 17 of the inning for Juan Salas, who is the pregame show having a very nice season, a 1.80 ERA in five starts, 32 strikeouts in 25 innings. Looks like he has a really good changeup. 2-1 pitch, there is that changeup. It sinks low, and it's three balls and a strike. We know what's going to happen here. Boston Barrow is either going to take a strike or foul one off, and he will be in a full count. Just give it a moment. Well, the Mets are hoping that 3-1 he'll get a pitch to hit and drive it somewhere. 3-1, he takes high ball four. Did not get to a full count, but he did see five pitches, and he takes a walk. Again, it's an automated ball strike system night. ABS said it was too high. And now Colin Houck, who has really struggled, went 1-for-21 with 11 strikeouts in that Bradenton series. Did not play on Sunday, not part of that run and hit barrage. Let's see if he can get the bat going in a different venue. And he takes a fastball outside.
Sometimes it can be so hard to break out of those slumps because your confidence is just low. But Houck's got a really nice swing. We've seen it a couple of times. He leads the team in triples. So just needs to get a couple good swings off consistently, and I think he can bounce back.
A 1-0 pitch, and he pops it up a mile high on the infield right side. Trey Richardson calling for it. Now running around, makes the catch in the palm of his glove as Baez touches home plate. It's a pop out for Houck. Two stranded. Baez, though, extends the hit streak to 14 consecutive games. When we return from the home first. Franklin Gomez makes the start for St. Lucie.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker back with you from Jupiter, Florida. Mets Cardinals kicking off the Florida State League weekly schedule early with this 5 o'clock start. No scores. We begin the home first inning with Jose Cordoba. Made a diving catch to start the game. Without that, Mets are going to have a run and probably still batting. Here's a fly into left center on the first pitch thrown by Franklin Gomez, and it's caught. Route number one out there in left field by Villavicencio.
Nothing better than a quick first pitch out for Gomez here to get things started. Nice little fastball up and in and got the pop-up.
Well, he's a pitcher who can get outs quickly. He works super fast. We've seen him have some single-digit innings. Pitches thrown. He throws a fastball strike one to John Frank Salazar. And then another pitch a little low, one and one. This is the second start for Gomez. He made that spot start on May 2nd, thought it was going to be like an opener type. He pitched so well, he just kept going, and all of a sudden he's through five one-hit shutout innings. Got the win. His only decision this year. He's fallen behind Salazar 2-1 and then 3-1 with the high fastball. Mets did make a handful of moves after Sunday's game and into today. I'll recap those, but some pitching has changed as this one misses low for a ball. So, you got Cordoba on the first pitch, threw strike one to Salazar, and then four straight misfires.
A lot of those pitches in that at bat just very close to the strike zone. Just miss them, though, and it's tough on an ABS day where you have no room for errors. Hopefully Gomez can just settle in a little bit here and get those pitches just a little bit up.
Miguel Villarreal is at the plate. Villarreal fouls one right back for strike one. Cardinals shortstop hitting 341 with 11 RBI. Cardinals come in as the top offensive team in the league, hitting 247 as a club. It's tied for first. Swing and a miss, a big cut on a slider, 86. And they have a lot of players returning from last year, a lot of college players who jumped right into the fray last year, actually mid-series against the Mets in July. O-2 pitch, a weak tapper out to third, Barrow charging. It's actually Gomez picking it up, running to third base, but there's no force anywhere. It's a swinging bunt single for Villarreal. Not much could be done about that.
Not really, just kind of placed in the perfect spot where no Mets player could get to it, and even when Gomez did get to it, already on first base, no play to be made. Yeah.
Just ran it all the way to third base. Nothing could be done. Here's Atkinson, a catcher. First and second, one out. Cardinals looking for the early lead. Gomez, first pitch. Ground ball right to Halkett. Short. Throws to Vargas for one. The return throw to first in time. That's a 6-4-3 double play. Well turned by the Mets. That's Taylor made. It's another fast inning for Franklin Gomez, even when a couple of runners get on base. We'll go to the second. No score in Jupiter.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
A single and a walk in the bottom of the first. Franklin Gomez still throws just 10 pitches in the inning. And that double play ball off the bat of Chase Atkinson. It'll be Ronald Hernandez to lead off for St. Lucie in a scoreless game in the second. Juan Salas back to work. First pitch is high and deep out to left, but Davis is there and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out. We do have a light breeze blowing in from right and then swirling out to left. This is a similar type breeze that we have at Clover Park. Of course, we went up to Daytona a few weeks ago. It was whipping all the way across the field. In Bradenton last week, it was blowing out all week. This is more Clover Park-like conditions. Jairo Cuevas at the plate. Last time we saw him, he was doing this, which is rocking a ball deep right field. Cordoba running back, can't see it, and he made the catch anyways. Are you kidding me with this guy? How'd he catch that? He couldn't see it.
Second great catch back-to-back. He had his glove up covering his eyes the whole way. And then somehow made the catch.
He was running parallel on the warning track. And he reached out and made the catch. And good call, Jake, shading his eyes the whole way. But Cuevas, he hit four hits on Sunday, and he doubled his last three times up. And that should have been another double. And maybe a triple. Well, keep swinging like that, and they'll fall. Mets have had some really nice swings today. As we have a violation, it looks like. Or do we? Oh, Cameron Jones, the home plate umpire, stepping out. Looked like he was going to point at somebody for a pitch clock violation, but apparently not. Well, two outs, and Villavicencio is up, and he takes a ball inside. Yeah, so you had the shot line shot by Vargas caught on Cordoba's dive. That deep fly out caught by a blinded Cordoba. Baez's double. That's our striking the ball well today. As a strike is called to Villavicencio. And going back to that three-double game by Cuevas Sunday, that's the most doubles hit by an individual player this year by the Mets, as this is fouled away. And you weren't there, Jake. That last double wound up in the corner in right field where there is an opening. There's no wall, and they paint a chalk line. And if it goes over that chalk line, it's out of play. And that went over by about a foot. For a ground rule double instead of a bases-clearing triple, that would have given the Mets the lead. And given the way that Jimmy Loper pitched the regulation final three innings, Mets would have won that game. Just added to the misery. Cuevas had to settle for a ground rule double. Barrow, who had already scored, was sent back.
You're on these tough game losing streaks sometimes. It's the way things go.
1-2 pitch is fouled out to the right. That point, it was still second and third, one out, and the Mets couldn't get a ground ball or a sack fly to get the runner home. But we thought they had the lead for a moment. A 1-2 pitch coming again to Villavicencio. It's high for ball two. No score. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Base is empty. Salas with this wide leg kick. Throws one home. That's rolled foul. A slider bound into the Mets bullpen down the left field side. Mets in the third base dugout against the Cardinals. When they come here to play Jupiter, they're in the first base dugout and the right field bullpen. Switcheroo. 2-2 pitch. This ball is flown into left field by Villavicencio. Trailing back is Davis. Underneath makes the catch, and the inning is over. Salas retires Hernandez, Cuevas, and Villavicencio on flyouts. Middle of the second at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. No score. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop. I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
First pitch of the home second is a called strike to Chase Davis. Franklin Gomez lefty-lefty matchup gets a weak foul ball for strike one. Well, I recall Chase Davis because Chase Davis was the Cardinals' first-round draft pick last year, and a week after being drafted, he was in Palm Beach playing against the St. Lucie Mets. Actually in Clover Park. That was something the Cardinals have done 2 years in a row, and I'd expect them to do it again as Gomez gets a foul ball. We'll wait on this next pitch. 0-2. Fastball high. Cardinals somewhat old school in their way they develop. They took 19 college players last year in 20 rounds as this pitch misses low. And they took 19 the year before. And they only use their 20th round pick each time on a high schooler. A lot of college position players as well in that mix. 2-2 pitch. High strike three right across the letters. Davis down looking for a strikeout of the day for Gomez.
Good job by Gomez there to get through quickly and throw a nice pitch right high, freeze Gomez, and get another strikeout.
The way the schedule has worked out the last two seasons, as here's a big swing and a miss by the lefty Trey Page, another draft pick last year out of college. The way the schedule's worked out, the Mets have faced Palm Beach each of the last two seasons, when in the middle of the series, the Cardinals player development decides to send all these draft picks right to Palm Beach, skip over the complex league. Within a week of the draft, they're all in uniform, in single A, and playing. It's like a whole new team. It's crazy. And let me tell you, those guys come out all jacked up, all trying to make a good impression. They're seasoned college veterans, and man, have they put a hurting on the St. Lucie Mets the last 2 years. It's like a buzzsaw as this ball is fouled away. It's incredible to witness just a whole team turnover in one day, basically. They're all high-fiving and jumping around and cheering each other on when they're getting hits. It was quite a sight and really baffling to see. But a lot of those players, Atkinson, Davis, Page, Trey Richardson next, they're back again in the Florida State League. Pitch is a high, swing and a miss. Trey Page goes down swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Gomez. And meanwhile, the Mets, they've been more deliberate in their approach. And last year, the Mets took a lot of high school players and college pitchers. Now, college pitchers don't appear in a lot of games, basically due to arm care reasons. They have a long college season. College coaches can wear out those arms as Richardson fouls went off. So, college arms take longer to get there than position players. But the Mets took a lot of high school position players and college arms, so the Mets didn't get those college reinforcement bats. And the ones they did, it took almost a month. They come in and they basically indoctrinate them into the Mets way. They work them out in the back. They don't shove them right into live game action like the Cardinals do. It was really a hoot to see that last year. And looking at the schedule this year, I don't think the Mets and Cardinals line up to play again around that time. Gomez fields this comebacker, an underhand shovel to first. Richardson is out. Another quick inning for Franklin Gomez. He's through two scoreless, as is this game. Third inning next on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you from Roger Dean. Well, Jake, we did a little research. Jake, when's the MLB draft? What 3 days in the MLB draft
July
this year?
July 14th through the 16th is when the MLB draft will take place.
The St. Lucie Mets play the Palm Beach Cardinals the next week. So circle it. That series, July 23rd to the 28th. The halfway point, the 26th. Cardinals will probably change the whole darn roster over to college players. And Mets will be up against it. Here we go in the third inning, and a pop-up on the second pitch by Mosquera to Trey Richardson out at second, holding his cap with one hand on his head and makes the catch with the glove hand. Yeah, Trey Richardson, he's got the dreadlocks. He's got a lot of hair under that cap. And we've seen it all year. We saw it in the last few years, players in the outfield with a lot of hair running and their caps flying off all over the place. Now, Richardson was bound and determined to keep that cap on his head. Back to the top of the order, and Vargas, and he takes ball one. He was showing bunt initially, but retracted.
I have to wonder, too, Adam, it is an earlier game in a 5 o'clock start. That sun seems to be playing a bigger factor in today's game here in Jupiter.
Yeah, you're right, Jake. I don't think we've had a game around 5 o'clock this year, game action. We've been noon games and, of course, 1 o'clock game, 6:30 games, There's a pitch for a strike. And the 5 o'clock game in Daytona, I guess, would be the lone exception. Try to black that one out of the memory bank. Marco Vargas, 0 for 1. The line drive out. Loops one out of play to the left. Robbed of a present on his birthday, his 19th birthday. One of the best 18-year-olds in minor league baseball last year in the complex league for both the FCL Marlins and Mets. And he rocks one into right field again, and it's caught by Cordoba chest high. This time, Cordoba didn't have to dive. Vargas gives him a look, saying, really, man? Twice on my birthday? I scald the ball right at you.
So much to tell Cordoba that it's his birthday. See if you let him get it one.
That's 6 straight retired. Through 10 batters, the Mets have a double and a walk. The double was from this man, Baez. Just to get that hitting streak out of the way early. Now, the hit streak, 14 games. It really, the only tester was when he came off the bench and pinch hit in the ninth on Saturday. Otherwise, it hasn't really seemed like it's been dramatic. Gets his fair share hits early in the middle portion of the games. 2-0 pitch. Foul tips this one into the mitt, going for the home run ball. For instance, on Sunday, picked up his 13-game hitting streak in the fourth inning. Went 2-for-6, added the home run later. 2-1 pitch. Salas delivers just off the plate. Tablo, 3 balls and a strike. Baez, 4 home runs on the year, including his very first one of the season here. Back in April against the Hammerheads. 3-1 pitch. Low breaking ball. He'll take the walk to first base. On for the second time in 2 trips. That ends the streak of 6 in a row.
Baez showing off that he can do it all. Not only get the hits, but also draw the walks and get on base, increasing that on base percentage.
I like the fact that he took his one big shot, his one humongous cut. Then after that, kind of locked it in and made sure if he was going to swing again, it would be a good pitch, and he didn't get one. There's a pitch high and tight to Rosa. Climbed the ladder and struck out in the first inning, 0 for 1. No score, 1 on, 2 outs in the top of the third. Not a whole lot happening in the early going between these two East Division rivals. Pickoff throw, Baez is safe. These teams play each other 24 times. Mets play the other two teams in the division, Daytona and Jupiter, 27 times. Second year in a row for that schedule. Big cut and a miss by Rosa. They climb the ladder again. So that high fastball he's having a tough time with. Baez takes his lead from first. Not a very big lead. Not a threatening presence on the bases. This fastball over for a strike. Rosa did not like the call.
Baez has got the double stealing mitts over there on first base. May not be getting a big lead, but he's ready. Either hand that gets in there.
Got a blue one and a white one. Not going to use his fingertips to grab onto the base, that's for sure. Pickoff throw, safe, close. It was not a good throw. A good throw gets him. And that was a nice catch by Salazar, the first baseman. Had to pick it. Mets have had their troubles getting picked off this season on the bases. It's a big lead for Baez, actually. He's not running, and it's a swing and a miss on another high fastball. Now, they have just peppered Rosa with the high heat today. And until he hits it, they'll keep going up there. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man stranded. 3 scoreless innings pitched by Juan Salas today. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tutto al Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto al Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
First pitch of the home third is sent deep and foul by Lisandro Espinosa, another Cardinal who's been around there all year last year. He'll be followed by Adari Grant, and then back to the top in Jose Cordoba. A slider outside, it's 1-1. This year, Espinosa hitting 189 with a couple of home runs and 11 driven in. Good slider, but must have been low, according to ABS. Two balls and a strike. No score in this game. Each team with one hit, no errors. Sleepy start to the series opener. Here's a line drive base hit by Espinosa into left field. The two-bouncer out to Villavicencio. A leadoff hit for the Cardinals center fielder.
It's the first one that we've really seen the Cardinals do a nice job. They had the hit back in the first, but that one lined right into left, got down for an easy base hit.
Now Grant, the nine-hitter, and DH playing in his 10th game, 6-for-22 with a couple of doubles this season. Gomez from the stretch. Espinosa, good-sized lead. He'll be checked over, and the throw is bad, and it winds up way down in the bullpen. Espinosa's going to be able to run for a long time. Finally picked up by Rosa, and all the way to third base goes Espinosa. Errant pickoff throw. Well, it didn't look like Cuevas was quite ready for it, and it was coming in hot and off target. So that'll be a two-base throwing error on Gomez, and now Palm Beach is poised to get the game's first run.
Unfortunate, because you get a runner on third with nobody out. It gives Palm Beach so many opportunities to get that first run in, and especially the way this game has been going and how efficient it's been, that run can be quite the tall task to try and get back.
Well, the infield is going to come in for the Mets. Even with nobody out, trying to play run prevention defense, the actual first pitch to Grant is swung on and missed. And we've talked about it. We saw it last week, Jake, all series long, Mets pitchers making some critical mistakes. As this pitch is high, Lee can live with hits. A walk here or there is going to happen. A hit here or there is going to happen. You tip your cap to the hitter. But too many unforced errors by the Mets pitchers last week. So this ball is lying foul. We're talking, you know, pitches to the backstop on two ball, two strike, two out counts. Walks not being on the same page with the catcher. Errant pickoff throw. Add that to the list. Things that must be cleaned up on this nine-game losing streak. Swing and a miss by Grant. Flat-footed late swing. Choppy swing. He's out number one. That's the third strikeout of the night for Gomez. And that'll complete the first time through the lineup for Gomez against these Cardinals. Back to the top and Cordoba, who flew out to left field. Infield stays in. First pitch is grounded sharply foul. Way off the rolled up tarp. By the way, the tarp, which was maybe ready to be pulled out when we arrived around 4:10, as time is called. And there was some rain in the area. We actually arrived, drove through some rain down I-95 right off the exit. But fortunately, it has cleared up. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss on a breaking ball. And now Gomez is ahead 1-2. He could really use a strikeout in this situation. The pitch is fouled away. Is it? Yes. By the way, Espinosa was charging down the third base line. Hernandez was running after it. Like it maybe would have been a swing and a miss and an off-the-glove miss catch, but nope. 0-2 again, and a ball hit into center. Here comes Mosquera. He's going to make a sliding catch, and then he dropped it. Picks it up and just throws it to the infield. In comes Espinosa, and it's 1-0 Cardinals.
And that was going to be a close play at the plate. It would have been tough for Mosquera to get it in quickly and on target, but had to hold all the way Espinosa did at third until that catch was made. So it would have made it close, but fortunately Mosquera tried to slide and kind of stab it, just couldn't hold on to it.
I think that was in the mitt. But then when he was popping up, it fell out. They're going to call that a hit. Sweet Lou Villano, our official score today. A tough play. Anytime, look, anytime an outfielder slides, dives, and the ball winds up on the grass, that's going to be a hit. That's a tough play to make. Mosquera lined right at him and sinking. A 1-0 Palm Beach. One on, one out. Pitch comes home. Check swing. Ooh, Salazar did not go around, according to Reginald Webb. Reginald Webb, new umpire to the league, added over the off day, I think. When I got the note, at least. Salazar will have to wait as the throw goes over to first. This time a better throw, and Cordoba is safe. So that's tough for Gomez, who has ahead nothing in two. Winds up giving up an RBI single in and out of the glove of his center fielder. He's hoping for a strikeout there, not a go-ahead base hit. A 1-1 pitch. Fastball 89 too high. So the Cardinals score first. And the good news is, the Mets do not have a good record when they score first in the road, so maybe this is for the best. The pitch comes home. It's outside. That's ball four. Second walk issued by Gomez, and both have been to John Frank Salazar.
And of course, you don't want to see the walks, especially to put runners on first and second with one away, but almost could argue is more of a good thing in a 3-0 count. Really tough to fight your way back, and you don't want to have that mistake pitch that puts you into a bigger hole.
Mound meeting. Jordan Krause, pitching coach, out to have a word. There's no activity in the Mets bullpen right now. Mets, when they score first on the road, are 3-8. The opponent scores first, 1-6. So 6-1, half a dozen or the other. Got to find a way to get a win on the road any way you can take it.
Well, looking back into Bradenton last week, the Mets are really good at responding. Anytime they had a couple of runs scored on them, had a couple of home runs that tied the game for them right after they were trailing. See if they can do that again here. But first, they got to get out of this inning.
First and second, one down for Villarreal. He takes the ball low. Villarreal, full swing dribbler. Single up the third base side in the first inning. Pitches outside. Scoring note, Cordoba's RBI single has been taken away and Mosquera has been charged with an error. Interesting. Fastball missed and it's 3-0. So Krause's mound visit, it's not elicited a strike yet. Gomez looks back. The 3-0 pitch comes home, and that will get over for a strike. 3-1.
No pitch you needed there. Don't have really an open base as you're going to load the bases if you issue the walk.
Ground ball to Houck. He will go to second. Vargas throws to first. Double play. Gomez with the hop off the mound like that. His second 6-4-3 double play induced in three innings. Limits the damage to one unearned run after his errant throw and Mosquera's drop ball in center. 1-0 Cardinals. We head to the fourth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Fourth inning, Mets down a run. It'll be Barrow, Houck, and Hernandez to bat against Salas. A big sweeping leg kick and a foul ball from Barrow for strike one. Boston walked with two outs back in the first. Salas, the 0-1. Sails high at 83. Barrow, in his last four games, 7 for 18 with 3 doubles and 6 driven in. 1-1 pitch, fights it off foul. He's been really an RBI machine since coming over. He's got 12 RBI in 11 games. 12 RBI, fourth on the team. And again, he's been here just over a week now. A 1-2 pitch, and he checks his swing on appeal. Did he go? Oh, he did. Wow. So Reginald Webb had a non-swinging strike against the Cardinals last half inning. This time he calls Barrow out on a swing. I don't know about that one. Again, Barrow, left-handed hitter, umpire down the first base line. Riddle me that one. How does he see?
Both the swings seem pretty similar from up here in the broadcast booth, but it's a strikeout nonetheless.
First curveball tonight, and it's a called strike to Houck. Dropped it in at 76 miles per hour on the outside corner. Houck a pop out in the infield first time up. There's the curveball again, and it swung on and missed nothing in two. Seems rather cruel. Throwing a curveball game, and he throws two right away to Houck. Watching from the dugout, seeing everything but those two pitches. 0-2. Curveball, this time a check swing on appeal. Oh, he went again? Oh, man. That looked like a hold to me. On appeal, Reginald Webb said he swung. I think he's 0-for-3, Jake.
Yeah, another one of the, that one actually looked worse to me than the Barrow one
yes.
did. I thought that one he held up for sure, but Webb says no. An umpire's word is final. And this is another example, Adam, of things that are just going wrong for the Mets, and they can't get out of it.
Could have gone either way both times. Both go against the Mets, really all three of the check swings today. Now Ronald Hernandez at the plate takes a strike, and then a ball low. Well, Salas came in pitching extremely well. He knew it would be a tough task for the Mets offensively. But they had come off a really good game, and they had some really nice swings early. But no runs and only one hit to show for it. Here's a fly ball lofted into center. Espinoza running in. He's going to get there and make the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Salas, his second one in four. We'll head to the home for it. It's still 1-0 Cardinals. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
So we get ready to start the bottom of the fourth. Let's review some of the roster moves that have taken place over the last few days. Again, after Sunday games, leading into a new series on Tuesday, seems to be the time when teams make moves, Mets included. Mets made seven. We'll start with the departed. It makes it sound a lot worse than it is. David Peterson's transferred his rehab assignment to Double-A Binghamton. He'll start tonight. Congrats to Jawilmi Ramirez and Jimmy Loper on their promotions from the St. Lucie bullpen to High-A Brooklyn. Lionel Ovias, who has really scuffled this season, no more so than on Sunday, has been transferred to the development list. That's basically a way to keep you around the team. You continue to work and develop, but you are not on the active roster. You cannot play in games. It's kind of like a purgatory in minor league baseball. As this pitch is a strike to Chase Atkinson, who hit into a double play in the first inning. Gomez back to work. Time is called by Atkinson. Got something in the eye. The three additions to the St. Lucie Mets, they've activated Fabian Machado from the 7-day injured list. Been on the aisle a couple of different times. They've added a couple of pitchers from the FCL Mets as this ball is chopped foul. Make it nothing and two. Mets activating Christopher Gomez, or adding Christopher Gomez and Gregory Lewis from the FCL. Gomez a righty, Lewis a lefty. Both ended up playing for St. Lucie at the very end last year. After the FCL season end, they got some run in the St. Lucie Mets season. Here's a ground ball out to Hauk, who charges, gloves, throws off balance, wide, and into the dugout. That will be an error all the way. He rushed it, and there was really no reason to. It was a rather routine play. An off balance, though. You practice 100 times a month. This didn't go well. It's a third error for the Mets today. Actually cleaned up a lot of defensive errors last week in Bradenton, but today a three spot in that E column.
And it's just one thing you can't do, especially in these close, tight games, and you're trying to breaking out of these funks, and it's one of the issues for the Mets.
There's a breaking ball outside corner for a strike to Chase Davis, who didn't like the call from the computer. Well, the painful thing about that error is it went to the dugout, so that's an extra base, which means Atkinson's on second. Instead of being out in the dugout, he's in scoring position. Fastball too high. Now for Gomez, you shake it off and try to take advantage of the two lefties here, Davis and Page, who he struck out back-to-back in the second. A ground ball foul, first base side, and it's a ball and two strikes on Davis. Davis again drafted first round last year. From Sacramento, California. It's off to a tough season, hitting 178 in 25 games. Slider low. Just 16 for 90. Does have seven home runs and two doubles. Only strikes out about a third of the time. That's not a ton in modern baseball. This slider inside, and it's a full count. I'm sure the Cardinals love to get him going. Three, two pitch. fouled away. Well, one thing, Chase Davis, I see differently from this year as opposed to last year. Last year, as a left-handed batter, his front foot, his right foot was way outside, way open. And he's definitely closed the gap this year. And maybe that change in his swing is taking some time to get used to. That front was almost on the back foot of the line. Here's a pop-up right side. Vargas waving for it. Underneath, makes the catch. Running to his right for out number one. Vargas and Richardson at second base today. Battling the wind on some of these high pop-ups on the infield.
Ball almost getting pushed back the other way. Both those guys had to run all the way over to make that catch. But nice job by Gomez there to bounce back after the error, get a quick pop out, and the runner stays put at second.
Trey Page, another lefty up. First pitch to him. Slider down for ball one. 1-0 Palm Beach. One out, runner at second. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning. A 1-0 pitch is ground ball up the middle. It'll be backhanded by Vargas. Struggles to get rid of it with his mitt, but does in the nick of time for out number two. Well, he did a nice job cutting that ball off from going into center field, but then took probably too long for his liking to get that ball out of his mitt, but he does to get out number two. Atkinson winds up at third base. And Trey Richardson, the third, will bat. Barrow at third base playing in, respecting a possible bunt. First pitch, outside, ball one. So a chance for Gomez to work around that leadoff error. Strand that runner at second with no outs as this one's flown away deep out to right. Foul. Ball and a strike. Richardson, a ground out comebacker last time. Takes this fastball away at 89.
That's a great pitch by Gomez. That one just catching the corner of the zone.
ABS had it as a strike. Good call, Jake. Now Richardson needs a reset. He called timeout. Another example of it doesn't matter how the catcher frames it. A 1-2. Down, let me think. It was. Two balls, two strikes. Gomez from the windup, the 2-2. Swing and a miss on the changeup. Strikes out Richardson. That's really impressive work by the 18-year-old. Gets an easy ground ball to his shortstop to start the inning. Winds up as an error. He settles down, gets the next three. Error doesn't score. It's still a 1-0 Palm Beach lead. We're heading to the fifth in Jupiter. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Fifth inning, Mets producing 11 runs on 13 hits on Sunday. It's one of those where you're swinging it so well, maybe you don't want the off day. But again, the Mets losing all six games last week. Previous three against Jupiter, 9-game losing streak. I think an off day was well needed. Chance to reset. Been shaky this game defensively with three errors and only one hit, but Franklin Gomez certainly keeping the Mets in the game. But Juan Salas right now has looked very impressive, facing Cuevas, who flew out to the warning track last time. And he takes a fastball for a strike. So Cuevas, and we know the Mets like his bat, but he really did not have a very good April, but he came on strong on Sunday. Saturday, too. And he rolls one over to first base here. Salas is going to let it go to the bag. Cuevas is going to be retired on the throw. Now, pitcher did get there.
Now, it became an interesting play because we thought Salas was going to pick up that ball, but he ended up letting it go, and it got him just in the nick of time. It was a close play at first.
I didn't think that Salas got the bag. Thought he might have missed the bag. Here's a fly into left field off the bat of Villavicencio. That's going to drop in near the corner. Villavicencio, a wide turn, will go back as Davis gets it to the infield quickly. That's the Mets' second hit. Villavicencio, a yank into left field. So good defensive play in the end by the Cardinals to get that out at first. Otherwise, the Mets would be threatening here with first and second, no outs. Instead, runner on first, one down for Mosquera. Well, the Mets did not argue that play at first. Must have been that pitcher did get the bag. Here's a fly into center. Backpedaling is Espinoza. He's got it. Mosquera, a quick second out. And Villavicencio retreats to first. The Mets' game plan apparently to attack early. Salas just over 60 pitches now. Looking for the final out of the fifth. So he's been super efficient. Marco Vargas, two hard luck lineouts to right field on his 19th birthday. Pitches for a strike. Ran into Marco in the kitchen today, and I said, 19? I said, wow, you're doing way better than I did at 19 years old. I was definitely not doing anything professionally. Worthwhile, at least. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Good cut. Actually, might have got a piece for a foul tip. It's nothing in two. There is so much space out in left center field. If he would ever go that way. It's miles of green grass. Pickoff throw, close, safe. Emphatic safe, yelled by Reginald Webb.
There really is so much space out there in left center. Just get a ball, even ground ball through the infield. It's a long run.
Pitch is high. Villavicencio starting and stopping. Yeah, there's a Bud Light and a neutral banner out there on the wall. If he could split those two, might go all the way. A 1-2 pitch is grounded to second. Richardson scoops it, throws it for out number three, and the inning is over. No runs for the Mets, one hit, no errors. One retired, five scoreless innings pitched by Salas, whose ERA dips to 1.50. Halfway home in game one of the series, it's 1-0 Palm Beach on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, For every visit with peace of mind. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Franklin Gomez at 62 pitches. Gets a swing and a miss to start the bottom of the fifth inning against Espinosa. The only player to score a run today. Swings and misses on a changeup, and it's nothing and two. He singled in the first, harmless in the third. His first at-bat, harmless enough. Then went to third on the errant pickoff throw and scored on a drop catch in center by Mascara. That's the only run of the day. 0-2 pitch, swings and misses at the changeup again. A three-pitch strikeout for Gomez, his fifth of the afternoon. And right away, after that strikeout, the Mets will get some stirring in the bullpen. Looks like Ryan Amons.
And Gomez at 65 pitches, just been...
Ground ball to Barrow. Short hop, good throw. Austin Barrow, nicely done, was playing in. And that blind scoop, that's what all that practice is for. And Adari Grant is a quick out.
Adam Gomez is one of the fastest pitchers I think we have. It's almost hard to say anything. He pitches so quickly and so efficiently. He's done a really nice job today besides the one pickoff attempt.
It's a real shame that that had to occur. Otherwise, this is highly likely a scoreless game. Trying to go five innings in his second start to match his first start. The run, of course, unearned, but on his own doing with the errant pickoff throw as a strike is called to Cordoba. Cordoba, they gave him an RBI on that drop ball in center field. I think the Cardinals are going to want that change to a hit after the game. That's my opinion. I think they're going to want a single and an RBI for their guy. They got the RBI. Pitch is outside. It's 2-1.
Cordoba's just really been a thorn in St. Lucie's side today with the two nice catches in right field on Vargas and then the maybe hit, maybe not, RBI nonetheless to get the only run of this game.
2-1 pitch is lined off the glove of Houck, and it trickles into shallow left field. It will be a long single for Cordoba. Boy, Houck almost made an amazing leaping catch. It hit off the top of his glove and deflected into the outfield. It'll be a hit for Cordoba, no doubt about this one. And the inning will continue for Salazar, who has walked twice. He's the only batter that Gomez has not retired today.
Houck timed that one up perfectly, but just missed it. It went off on, the inside part of his glove.
He was a foot back. That might have been the difference. Time call, the ball loose on the field on the Mets bullpen. Cordoba, a leadoff man, has a big lead and a low crouch. Pitches line foul or strike one. He's crouched down so low it makes you wonder how he can even start to break towards second. Stumble over. He's leaning like he might go. He's not. Pitches in the dirt. Good block by Hernandez. 1-0 Palm Beach. Two balls, one strike, two outs. In the bottom of the fifth. Runner on second base. Pickoff play. This one a better throw, but not in time.
I think Gomez saw the same thing you saw, Adam, just trying to make sure that no runner will go. He's got that twitch over there at first, but hasn't left yet.
2-1. High for ball three. Really does not want to walk Salazar three times in the game. Maybe he just doesn't quite meet the eye. Gomez set, 3-1 pitch, Outside ball four. Gomez can't believe it. And that might be his last batter. I think Amons is ready. Pitch count getting up there. Batter is going to be Villarroel, who has singled and hit into a double play. And, yeah, that's it. Well, that's too bad for Gomez. You never want to leave on a walk. Certainly don't want to walk the same guy three times. So two quick outs, but a single and a walk. And now some work to be done by Amons, who's coming in, trying to strand these two runners. Good appearance by Gomez. Didn't end the way he wanted to. But still, to this point, 4 2/3, no earned runs. We'll take a break. The St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Amons facing Villarroel. First pitch, slider outside and high for ball one. Cordoba, two-out single. Salazar drawing his third walk of the day. And Cardinals trying to put together a two-out rally from scratch. The slider up and away at 79. Two balls and no strikes. Villarroel, an infield hit and a double play ball today, 1-for-2. Amons the pitch. Goes fastball high and away. Well, all three pitches missing to the same exact spot. Up and out on the right-hander. Amons only one appearance in Bradenton last week. Gets one over for a strike. Took the loss. Entered the game on May 8th, tied at 2 in the ninth, a couple hits and a run after a walk, and it was over. 3-1 pitch is grounded down the third baseline, foul. It was foul, but it was close, and you never quite sure with the Blue Crew. It seemed like it was kicking up chalk on the way down. Would have scored one, maybe two.
I'm gonna break that. Went St. Lucie's way this time.
He got one, Jake. Got a break.
Maybe that's the one to break it out of the slump.
If that's the one, that'd be something. 3-2. Runners will be going. There they go. Fly ball. Shallow right field. This is tough. Rosa running. He's still running. He's still running. Vargas is there. Vargas can't make the play. One run is in, and it is 2-0. Three Mets converging in no man's land near the right field line. Vargas maybe the best shot of it. Got a piece, but could not haul it in. Rosa and Cuevas in the area. It'll be a bloop single for Villarreal, and Cordoba scores to make it a 2-0 game.
Seemed like Vargas maybe overran that one just a tad, had to kind of reach back a little bit to try and make that catch. As you mentioned, Adam, it was put in that spot where it's such a hard play for anybody to get over there. Fortunate for the Mets.
Runners at the corners now. Pitches a fastball outside to Atkinson. So a tough break for the Mets. Two up, two down. Single, walk, single. A run is in, and the Cardinals are threatening for more. Hammonds misses low. Two balls and no strikes. That run will be charged to Gomez. He's also on the hook for the runner at third base, Salazar. The dreaded walk kept this inning alive. 2-0 pitch. It's high for ball three.
Hammonds has just missed his target a couple of times here, putting himself in some tough counts, falling behind. See if he can work his way back.
3-0 pitch. Good slider there. Breaks in for a strike. 3-1. Atkinson 0-2 on the afternoon, evening. Three-one pitch slips and it's outside for ball four. And that will load the bases. Again, this inning was looking like it was going down easy street for the Mets. Two hits and two walks, all with two outs. And Jordan Krause coming in to talk to Hammonds, who is tasked with getting an out, stranding a couple. He has given up a hit and a walk. His problem has been falling behind. Let's see if Krause can coax a first pitch strike from him. Mets, they've been on a good run in series openers. Of course, they won their series opener against Daytona, the season opener and extras. Then they had three other series victories in the openers against Tampa, Daytona, and Jupiter. But that three-game series opening winning streak was snapped at the 4-0 loss to Bradenton last week. Trying to get back off to the good start. I feel like this is a big sequence here with the Mets not hitting today. A really good pitcher against them. Can't fall too far behind as Hammonds misses low to Davis. And this is where he's got to make headway. The lefty-lefty matchup against the struggling Cardinals first rounder. He's hitting just 174. A 1-0 pitch is pulled into right field. Rosa on the run, still running, and he's going to not get there. He misread it. One run is in. Here comes another. And it's a two-run hit for Chase Davis. And that'll make it 4-0 Palm Beach. Well, Rosa, I don't know what happened there. He didn't know what to do. He ran back. He ran forward. He ran to the side. And then played it very conservatively. And this inning has come unglued on the Mets. Three runs, three hits, two walks, all with two outs.
And unfortunate when you have the two outs, just need one more to end the inning, and everything just quickly unraveling for the Mets. And again, in a game where Palm Beach has had a great time on the mound, makes that comeback that much harder.
Lefty-lefty matchup, too, definitely favored Hammonds. He hung a slider. Now Trey Page with runners at the corners will take one inside. So Salazar and Villarreal score. A two-run hit for Davis. Two of those runs this inning charged to Gomez. The other one to Hammonds. A 1-1 pitch is popped up. Left side. This is tough. It's going to be foul at least. And it's going to be caught in the bullpen by Villavicencio. Great catch. Stops the bleeding. That was a lot of action for Palm Beach. Three runs, all with two outs, and they have taken a 4-0 lead through five innings. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Thanks for tuning in on a Tuesday night. This 5 o'clock start. Mets down 4-0, trying to avoid a 10-game losing skid. Not looking good right now. Can they bust out of it? First pitch, good curveball. Strike one from Juan Salas to Jesus Baez, who has doubled and walked today. By far the Mets' best hitter in this game. Grounds one slowly to third, picked up in fair ground by Page. Throws on the run and gets the out. Good play by Trey Page to finally retire Baez for the first time tonight.
I think Baez wasn't sure if that one was going to get foul. It got a little bit late out of the box, and it was enough to where he couldn't get to first in time, and he's one out.
I don't think that was turning foul, so it was smart play by Page to play all the way through. Now Rosa, some trouble in the outfield last inning, and two strikeouts at the plate. See if he can turn around his day. First pitch strike, second pitch a fly out of play, and it's nothing in two. Some Cardinal fans have made their way in here. Again, it's closed to the public on Tuesday nights, but some fans really want to get in. You'll find a way. 0-2 pitch, high fastball. You can, if you get to know a player or a coach, they'll put you on a pass list. But you have to, you're not going to enjoy in-game entertainment or buy food. It's all closed down. 1-2 pitch, and it swung on and missed the high fastball again. And Rosa having his toughest night to date. And what's so far been a really good start. Two quick outs. And Boston Barrow will hit. Walk and a strikeout for Boston today. Salas really in cruise control, looking for six shutout innings. Very efficient. He might be able to go a seventh if he can work through Barrow quickly, although that's much easier said than done with the way Boston takes pitches. 0-1, up and in for ball one.
Salas has been really efficient against the Mets today. Even with the couple of nice, well-hit balls the Mets had back in the first inning, and still only mustered two hits.
Good slider, well-placed inside corner at the knees. One and two. Time called late by Barrow. It's within his right. Although Salas was starting his windup, umpire could have let that go. One and two. Pitch on the way with the big leg kick. He gets a strikeout on a fastball at 92 miles per hour. Wow. Juan Salas, six innings, two at shutout ball with six strikeouts, mowing through the Mets lineup tonight. Palm Beach off to a good start in the series. They have a 4-0 lead halfway through the sixth.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Ryan Amon's back to work, clean slate. We'll face Trey Richardson in the home sixth. See if he can fire in the strike zone. He does on this first pitch. Franklin Gomez pitched better than his final line. 4 2/3, 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. Walk 3, last one costly. 5 strikeouts on 76 pitches. Amons misses high. Amons giving up 2 inherited runners plus 1 of his own. Looking just for that one last out, last inning. Mets down 4-0, trying to avoid a 10-game losing streak, which would match their season high of a losing streak from last year. There's no part of last year the Mets want to repeat. 2-1 pitch coming to Richardson, and it's pulled down the left field line, but hooking foul. That one will rattle around in the empty Jupiter Medical Center bleachers. Meanwhile, the Jupiter bullpen, some guys swinging arms and kicking legs, but nobody throwing. Could we actually see a pitcher into the seventh inning? Ground ball right to Barrow. Good scoop off to his left. Sets, good throw in time to beat Richardson.
I wouldn't be surprised at him with the way Salas is pitching right now. He's been so efficient, even getting guys like Boston Barrow out quickly. Wouldn't be surprised to see him come back out in the seventh. The Mets are hoping, though, they're getting a new pitcher.
He's not going to go 9. I mean, that's the good news, but I think they might have to deal with him for at least one more. Espinoza, single and a strikeout, squares to bunt, pulls back and takes a ball high. Everybody in the Florida State League starting a new series today. That's the early game at 5 o'clock. Why, you ask? Well, why not? This is our response. No fans on Tuesdays at Roger Dean, so why are we waiting until 6:30 to start a game? Start at 5 o'clock. Not waiting for people to get out of work. There's more people here than I thought there'd be. This pitch is low. I mean, probably 50, 60. Am I overestimating there, Jake?
Maybe a little bit, but not, it's just still a decent crowd for a day where the ballpark is closed to the public.
3-1 pitch is high, ball 4. I'll tell you what, one thing the Mets kind of cropped up at the end of that last series against Bradenton were the walks, which had not been an issue really all year. That's now walk number 5 through 5 1/3 innings tonight. Pitch is outside, ball 1. We hate to see that come into play. Mets had, 9 walks on Sunday, 6 on Saturday, 8 on Friday. One 0 pitch, good slider for a strike to Grant, who's been quiet from the 9 spot, a strikeout and a ground ball out. Maybe Mets can get their third double play of the day. Tied their season high with 2. Runner goes. Pitch is high. Throw down to second. Late. Vargas has to jump up and catch it. Stolen base for Espinoza. First stolen base for either team tonight.
That's a big play by Vargas, because if he has to leap over and make that catch, if that ball gets into the outfield, probably have a runner 90 feet away from making this a 5-0 game.
Double play out of order. 2 balls and a strike on Grant. Pitch is fouled straight back to the backstop. Oh, no, it's missed. Swing and a miss, and the ball just missed Hernandez's glove. And Hernandez is trying to say that was a foul ball. Maybe looking in the dugout for some help. Well, we'll have a pass ball as Espinosa goes to third. So pass ball, missed catch, maybe screened by the bat. Now the Mets infield is in. Heyman's could use a strikeout. He's got the count 2-2. Pitch comes home on appeal, on a check swing. Of course he didn't go on appeal. Full count. Three-two pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball. Struck him out. Grant chasing off the plate. Mets will take it.
Davis took a spill on the mound after he threw that pitch. Gets the strikeout, but had to get himself back up. Not sure what happened there. Luckily, he looks like he's okay.
Well, Sweet Lou Villano, the official scorer, called that a wild pitch on Amons, by the way, that went to the backstop. I don't know how that can be a wild pitch when it was almost down the middle. Just missed by Hernandez, it looked like. Check swing on appeal. Did he go? Hey, the Mets won one. Cordoba, check swing, strike. Well, a chance for Amons to pitch around to walk, a stolen base, and a wild pitch slash pass ball, whichever one you want to call it. 0-2. This ball is hit foul. Boy, that's Cordoba hitting that ball. It was around the brim of his helmet.
You're looking at that pass ball at him now on the replay, and it just seems like Hernandez was a little bit late getting that glove up, and it just slid right over the top. And the swing was close. You can't tell on this whether it nicked it or not. Hernandez definitely thought it did, but
0-2 pitch. That one's high. Cordoba started the three-run rally in the fifth inning. The two-out single. Amons 1-2. Swing and a miss on the slider. Struck him out. Oh, good bounce-back inning for Amons. Two strikeouts. Strands a runner at third. We're through six in game one of the series. Mets need to find a way to produce some runs. They trail 4-0.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Top of the seventh. Mets down by four. Guess who's back on the mound? Juan Salas. First pitch from Salas. A swing and a miss from Colin Houck. This is the first time this year the Mets have been involved in a game in which the starting pitcher has returned to the mound in the seventh inning. He only comes in at 75 pitches. He's gotten Houck out twice on a pop out and a strikeout. Second pitch is right down the middle for strike two. There is a right-hander throwing in the bullpen, though, for Palm Beach. And another right-hander. 0-2 pitch. Fouled straight back.
Sal's continuing to throw strikes here. Again, even in the seventh inning at 78 pitches, ahead of Houck 0-2.
The 0-2 on the way. Breaking ball. Strike three on the inside corner. Nasty curve. Backed up right in the zone. And now, not only is Salas pitching into the seventh, this is as well as he's pitched all game. That was his third straight strikeout. And he's retired six in a row for the second time. Well, this game started off promising with Vargas ripping that double, 98 miles an hour to bat. Then Baez hitting a double. What do you say, Jake? 104? Those were the two first balls in play today. But since then, nothing close to that. Just one hit since that Baez double, second batter of the day. Hernandez trying to make it another, pulls one foul into the bullpen.
Really, it's almost been a little surprising. After that first inning, you thought, okay, Mets seem like they're carrying over their swings from the game on Sunday in Bradenton. But then ever since then, Salas has settled down and has only issued the one hit from the second inning to the seventh inning.
He's got Hernandez 0-2, and Hernandez just plays spoiler. Fights went off the net. Two pitchers in the bullpen for the Cardinals. Angel Cuenca, Mets have seen before, one of them. 0-2 pitch again. Breaking ball, strike three, and Hernandez knew it. It was crossing home plate as that ball hit the mitt. Nasty curveball. This is some kind of performance from Salas, trying to go seven shutout innings, racking up the strikeouts now. Four strikeouts in a row. And that'll do it. Gary Kendall's going to pull the plug. Must have run up against a hard pitch count. Kendall's already signaled to the bullpen. Boy, what a start for Salas. 6 2/3, two hits, no runs, two walks, eight strikeouts, including the last four batters he faced. Ends his day at 83 pitches. Probably the best start the Mets have had against them this season.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
New pitcher for Palm Beach is Ettore Giulianelli. And you guess what country he's from? Italy. Giulianelli. First pitch, Cuevas lines it into the left center field gap, down for a base hit, mishandled by Davis, and Cuevas is going to go into second base. I don't know if they're going to call that a double or not, but it's another hit for Cuevas, who has been red hot coming into the game. He stands at second base. It was backhanded by Davis. Got away from him. Hard to tell, trying to soak it all in, if Cuevas was heading to second before that hit the mitt. It's been called a double for now.
Well, it's exactly what the Mets need to try and get something going here. They've been shut down by Salas in a first batter double here.
First pitch after Salas leaves the game, of course. Let's pick up their third hit of the day. Here's a strike called to Villavicencio, who showed bunt. Kevin has one of the three hits today, a single up the middle in the fifth. This ball is hit well into left. Davis running back, jumps up over his head. He had a bad read on that. Villavicencio hustles in the second. Cuevas scores, and the Mets are on the board. It's 4-1. So back-to-back doubles as soon as the electric starter Salas exits the game, and that was more on the left fielder Davis. That was a terrible read.
Both those hits into the left field side, and Davis had trouble reading that one, had trouble picking up the last one, and now the Mets with a run on the board. Hopefully they can parlay this into a couple more hits and continue to get back in this game.
Well, a hit from Mascara slices the lead in half as this curveball from Giulianelli misses high. Giulianelli making his eighth relief appearance. He's been good. Fastball fouled away. Grunts as he throws that pitch. No fans, we can hear everything. From Rimini, Italy. Signed internationally out of Italy in 2019. Seems like a Pirates thing to do, to go all over the globe. Great detailed that last week in Bradenton. 1-1 pitch is a ground ball to the hole at short. Stabbed by Villarroyal. The throw to first is on point. Mosquera is out and the inning is over. Mets pick up a run. Cuevas and Villavicencio back-to-back doubles with two outs. It's now a 4-1 Palm Beach lead at the seventh inning stretch.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
New pitcher alert for the Mets in the bottom of the seventh. It will be Juan Arnaud. He will face the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Mets down 4-1. Lost 9 straight. Haven't won since May 2nd, a Thursday in Port St. Lucie. Nearly 2 weeks ago as this pitch misses outside. I'll be desperately looking for a handful of runs in the 8th and 9th innings. One-oh pitch is called the strike to Salazar. Well, Salazar has walked 3 times, and the most recent one was a real killer for the Mets. A 1-1 pitch. Hey, put one in play. Deep out to right field. Rosa running back. He's under this one, makes the grab for out number one. Now that out he had with 2 outs in the 5th inning kept the inning going. There was an RBI single that followed, a walk that followed that, a 2-run single after that. And a 1-0 deficit all of a sudden was 4. And here is Villarreal, 2-for-3 today. Good backdoor slider for a strike. RBI single and a run in the 5th. Single in the 1st and a double play ball in the 3rd. Arnaud's slider, a vicious one, swung through and missed for strike 2. Arnaud's been good. This is relief appearance number 8. Another reliever who, when he comes in the game, isn't used very long. 7 innings in his 7 games with 9 strikeouts. 0-2 pitch. Up high. Slider that didn't slide. Saw him on May 11th in Bradenton. 2/3 of an inning. A 1-2 pitch. Line drive out of the reach of Vargas at second. Rolls into Rosa's glove and right. Base hit for Villarreal. That's his 3rd of the day. That's half the total for the Cardinals. Arnaud pitching Saturday. Came in through that wild pitch to the backstop. That gave the Cardinals the go-ahead run. Oh, man, he hits Atkinson right in the back. Back of the arm, maybe. Couldn't get out of the way fast enough. Not with that high heat at 96. That doesn't feel very good.
It does not indeed, but gladly take his free pass to first. Not the nicest way to do it, but
I don't think he'll gladly take it, but he will accept first base. He had no crowd. You could hear him groan. Catcher, though, tough guy. Got to be. First and second, and Davis fouls off this pitch. Davis, for all of his woes this year, that 2-run single really opened things up in the 5th inning. Whether or not Rosa could have made that catch, didn't look like he took the best route to it. It was a well-struck ball. Arnaud is going to swing around, look to second, no throw. Well, everybody else in the Florida State League underway by now. I think. Appears we have good weather around the state today. Dicey up north. Breaking ball for strike. It's 0-2. Jupiter is at Dunedin. Jupiter the best team in the east. Dunedin struggling in the west. No score in the bottom of the 1st. Daytona's at Clearwater. 0-2 pitch is down and away, a changeup. Daytona had a good series here against Palm Beach a couple weeks ago, then went home and went 1-5 against Lakeland. But Daytona only 3 games out of first place, but at Clearwater, tied for the best record in the league. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And down goes Davis for out number 2. So you have Daytona back-to-back weeks against the 2 best teams in the league trying to stay in the hunt. Daytona, by the way, the only team in the East Division, as we started this new alignment in 2021, that has yet to win a half. Mets have won one. Cardinals have won a couple. Jupiter won one. Pitches a strike. Palm Beach and Daytona come in today's game 3 games behind first-place Jupiter. 33 games to play. Pitches in the dirt. That's going to be limited to a spoiler roll, would appear. Fort Myers is at Lakeland. That game, the bottom of the 1st. Bradenton and Tampa in the 2nd inning, no score. And Bradenton went 11-1 in its 12-game homestand. Now on the road where it is 1-11 this year. Something's got to give. 1-1 pitch coming from Arnaud to Page. Steal and a foul ball out to right. Somebody yelled a naughty word. I think that was Page because he knew he yanked it.
I do think it was Page. He got a good swing on it, but just went foul, and he was not happy.
I was caught off guard by the F-dash-dash-dash, as Ralphie would say in The Christmas Story. Well, the runner at second, Villarreal, he had third base stolen easy. But Page yanked that sucker way foul. Hit it a ton. Maybe we need to pump in crowd noise. Arnaud, the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, blooped over the head of Barrow, and it's going to land softly foul in the Mets' bullpen. A couple innings ago, we saw Villavicencio run in there, make a catch. This one didn't have the hang time for him to reach it. 4-1, Palm Beach, 2-on, 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th. Fly out, single hit batter, and a strikeout in this inning for Arnaud. Page will use his timeout. He's 0-for-3 today. Now back in the box. Arnaud's pitch, breaking ball, lobbed out of play again. That one off the shade structure of the third base stands. One, two again, and another ball fouled away. Yeah, they have these shade structures along the first base and third base sides. The top of the stands covering the upper levels. They used to not have those. I don't know how they got away with it for so long without them here at the Dean. People just roast. They need some kind of shade. In spring training especially, when you have an older crowd and it's still blazing hot in March, sitting out there, all these people from the north come down. They leave looking like lobsters and come down with the pale white skin from the cold winter months up north. And they exit the stadium beet red. Florida sun will get you fast. Not careful.
It will indeed. A far cry from what Brooklyn's dealing with in their game. They're delayed in the rain.
1-2 pitches. We have a balk called. Balk called prior. Well, I was watching the Mets broadcast today, and one of the big news in the Mets organization today is Ryan Clifford, top prospect in the Mets organization, getting promoted from Brooklyn to Binghamton, and they think his numbers will improve now that he doesn't have to hit into the wind, into the ocean up there in Brooklyn. Here's a line drive. Howe can't get it on the slide. Two runs are going to score, and the Cardinals are breaking this game open. Villarreal, Atkinson in on the Page, two-run single. That was tailing away from Houck, tried to make a sliding stop, at least knock it down. Houck just kind of pointing, saying, what can I do about that? Not much. So Page wins that battle. 6-1 Cardinals. Now the balk did not help. But runners at second and third just start adding up these miscues on a team that's on a 9-game losing streak, just almost impossible to overcome. I saw a two-base errant pickoff throw earlier. Two-out walks to extend innings. Way too much right now to overcome. This pitch plants Richardson on his side. It was a 1-0 game with two outs in the bottom of the 5th. Palm Beach has outscored the Mets 5-1 since then. And again, all these damage, all these 5 runs coming with two outs.
It happened to the Mets earlier, last time they played here at Roger Dean, against Jupiter. They had a huge 2-out rally.
Arnaud has fallen behind 3-0, and now he throws one to the backstop. That'll be a ball 4, no wild pitch. That'll push Page up to second. So two hits, a walk, and a hit batter, and a balk in this inning. As it's starting to spiral on Arnaud, spiraling further Jordan Krause making his third mound visit tonight. Again, it's been a tough go for the St. Lucie Mets for quite some time. You look at the first game of the season, they won that brilliant walk-off, maybe helped out by the wind-dated home run for Morabito that tied the game in the ninth. And then they lost three in a row. They lost a series in Jupiter, the couple of games that were extremely winnable. They had a ninth-inning lead, couldn't hold it. They lost by one run on a Sunday. That easily could have been a series victory. It was a series loss. And then they took 4-6 from Tampa, but then lost 4-6 in Daytona when they had a ninth-inning lead. Squandered twice, could have won four there. They started the series 3-0 against Jupiter last week, settled for the split at home. And four games decided in the ninth inning in Bradenton. All losses last week. One way or the other, close or not, losses piling up. And this pitch is a strike. Now the Mets are going to get it. Looks like Alan Perdomo throwing in the bullpen. Espinoza, a single, a walk, and a strikeout today. Takes one high at 95. 25th pitch of the inning.
Adam, I can't confirm. That is Perdomo in the bullpen for the Mets.
He's about the tallest one. Easy to spot. Slider swung on and missed. Best pitch in a while. And it's one and two.
This Mets pitching staff, we've talked about it, leads single A in strikeouts. But then when it comes to walks, wild pitches, they're also at the top of the league. And that's not a good recipe.
A 1-2 pitch, and that one sails away. A wild pitch. That almost hit the bat of Espinoza. It was behind him. The Mets, you know, they were middle of the pack in walks in the FSL for a long time, which, look, if you're striking out a lot of people, you're probably walking a lot of people as well. But to be top in strikeouts and mid-range in walks is really good. But, yeah, they've definitely added to those walk tallies last half of last week. 2-2 pitch coming. Slider fouled away. Bat breaks. And Espinosa will have to go get a new stick.
Coming into today, they were fourth in the Florida State League in walks, 157. But after today, well, depending on how the other games finish out, they both, Bradenton and Tampa, only a couple of walks ahead of them. It's very close.
Yeah, again, nine walks yesterday or Sunday, which season high. Six Saturday. Eight Friday, six more today. As Espinosa's taking his sweet time getting this bat ready. And look, you're starting to look now at the Mets pitching staff. They've lost some guys here. I mean, they lost Jonah Tong. They lost Brett Banks a while ago. They've now lost Loper and Ramirez. Two pitch from Arnaud. High for ball three. And we all know they lost Morabito and Suero. So you got a team that's on a nine-game losing streak, you know, hemorrhaging good players. That's tough. That's really tough.
Well, that should be the one positive takeaway for the Mets right now is you just listed off all those players, Adam. And this is a development league where you're trying to build your players. They have had a lot of success this year in that sense.
3-2 slider. Oh, it was high. That looked like a good pitch. Instead, it's going to be a second straight walk that will load the bases. Perdomo's ready in the bullpen. That was the 30th pitch of the inning. Arnaud's kind of looking in to see if the change is going to be made, and it is. That's got to be frustrating for Arnaud. Comes in, gets the first batter out, can't get through the inning. 30 pitches. He will depart. Perdomo will come in with the bases loaded. Mets down by five late.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
While Alan Perdomo warms up to get ready to face Adari Grant, a reminder of what's coming up in the week ahead. Mets will continue this series tomorrow. We will be back to our normal 6:30 start times for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday games. Weather a little more hit and miss this week. We avoided the rain today, barely. Saturday, 6 o'clock start, Sunday, noon. And that will conclude the longest stretch of road games this season, 12. And the Mets will return home next week. It will not get easier. Certainly feel motivated and boosted back home next week against Clearwater, top team in the league. Here's Perdomo's first pitch. It's high for ball 1-2 to Grant, who was struck out twice and grounded out. Two runs in the inning, all with two outs, bases loaded after consecutive walks. Perdomo, the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. He pumped it at 94. Long limbs, the extra extension. Gets it right by Grant. A 1-1, pitch too high. Too many times this inning, Hernandez, the catcher, has had to jump out of his crouch. Perdomo's 2-1, swing and a miss. Great pitch, fastball, 93 right by. Grant will take his timeout ahead of the 2-2.
It's a great bounce back pitch right there after one that just sailed way too high. Gets that one right in the middle of the zone, but it drops. It looked like it's going high on the sinker.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Perdomo trying to end a long inning. Not on this pitch. High and in. Full count. Now the runners will be off.
You got to put this one over the plate. Let your defense work behind you. Don't want to walk in another run.
Good news is he's traded balls and strikes in this at-bat. 3-2 on the way. And a strikeout. He continued the trend. Blows Grant away for out number three. Strands the bases loaded. But Trey Page hits a two-out, two-run single that further expand the Palm Beach lead. It's a 6-1 Cardinals advantage through seven innings. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
New pitcher alert for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Angel Cuenca. Mets have seen across three different years. Will pitch. This is game number 8 out of the bullpen. 1-0. 5.56 ERA, one blown save, no saves. And it'll be the top of the lineup, starting with Marco Vargas. So the Mets got a couple hits and a run against Julian Nelly. Just used to clean up the seventh inning. Vargas 0 for 3 on his birthday. Plus the ball just out of his range. Got to get a hit on your birthday. Find one somewhere. This ball is fouled off that shade structure. And it's 1 and 1. Palm Beach took a 1-0 lead in the third. Added 3 with 2 outs in the fifth. That's got one back in the top of the seventh, only for Palm Beach to score 2 in the bottom half. Line drive, base hit, fair ball, going down into the corner. Vargas is going to hustle into second. He's watching it the whole way. We'll pause there. There he is. Happy 19th birthday, Marco. You got yourself a double.
Good to see him get that double, especially after the hit in the first inning. That was a line drive out on a diving catch by Cordoba. So good for Vargas to get a hit on his birthday.
I think that thing landed right on the chalk line.
It was very close.
Baez next. Double into walk and a ground out for Jesus. He's got the hit streak at 14 games now. First pitch, a ground ball to third. Scooped up by Page, checks the runner. Throws to first, Baez is out. Vargas stays at second. One away in the visiting eighth.
How about this, Adam? The Mets have had five hits today. Four of them have been doubles. Just one single that came back in the fifth inning for the Mets.
Rosa trying to avoid the golden sombrero. 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts swinging. Cuenca's first pitch is low for a ball. Mets most doubles in a game this season. 5. They've done it twice. Bradenton hit 6 doubles on Sunday. A lot of things happened Sunday. Didn't catch that one in real time. A lot of season highs set, both positively and negatively, on Sunday. Game notes took a while to update. Pitch fouled away. What else happened on Sunday?
Saturday, you had the first turtle delay ever.
We did. That went viral. Thought it might. Didn't know it would go that viral. One pitch. Below the knees. Let's see. Most hits allowed, 13. Most doubles allowed, 6. Be some good ones in there, too. Come on, Adam. Find a good one. Most, no, never mind. Say most strikeouts at the plate, but 10 innings. I mean, come on. Ground ball foul. Cuevas, most total bases, 7. 3 doubles and a single. So the most total bases in a game this year. And most doubles by an individual. And Cuevas. 2-2. Outside. Rosa has worked himself into a full count.
How about the consecutive games of the home run? On 3?
Yeah. That's on the line today. This is not a friendly place to hit home runs. Just isn't. Has never been over the years. It's friendlier now that the pitching isn't as advanced when it was a high A league. Man, this place is tough. 3-2 pitch coming to Rosa at some point. Here it is. He swings and misses at the slider. That's the one he wanted to crush. And he strikes out for the fourth time. Two down in the inning. And Barrow will bat. 2 strikeouts and a walk today for Barrow. That's down 6-1. Vargas still out there at second base here in the top of the eighth. Cuenca looks back and throws. Outside, ball one. Longest time a game was on Sunday. 3 hours, 22 minutes. I don't think we had anything above 2 hours, 38 minutes in that series until Sunday afternoon. 1-0 pitch is popped up and foul ground. Long run for Page. They scatter to the Mets bullpen, and it lands harmlessly foul.
A bit of a late scatter in that bullpen. They had to run to get out of the way there. The ball landed right in the middle.
Sometimes,
players are sitting.
Sometimes they don't move at all on purpose. Never forget, there was a time back in Port St. Lucie at Clover Park when the bullpens used to be in foul territory. That's bullpen down the left field line as this pitch comes home for a strike. Ball skirted in there off the bat of a Mets player, and none of the relievers moved an inch. They just sat there, and the poor outfielder for, I think it was Bradenton, was trying to navigate through legs. Guys just stood there like statues. Inside the park home run later, Bradenton manager arguing, interference. Not an issue anymore. Cuenca steps off before this 1-2 pitch to Barrow. It's coming home. In the dirt, smothered by Atkinson. Two balls, two strikes. Vargas walking far off second base. Cuenca looks at him, then throws home, and it's looped into left field. The base hit. Vargas gets the green light to come on home. Davis will just heave it to the infield. Boston Barrow, his 13th RBI in his 12th game this season. Drives home Marco Vargas, who also gets to score a run on his birthday. Mets have scored in consecutive innings. It's now a 6-2 game.
Well, in Boston Barrow fashion, too, didn't quite get it to a full count, but had it deep in the count again, and on the fifth pitch is able to drive that one into the outfield to score a run. Really nice job by Barrow.
Hauk is next. 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts. Barrow on first. Pitch clock winds down. Barrow stepped out, or rather, Hauk stepped out. He should have stayed in there. Might have bought himself an automatic ball. Cuenca, first pitch, zipped in for strike one at the knees. Well, that's offense for a slow start, starting to find something here. Said three doubles, four total hits, and two runs in the last two innings. As soon as they got Salas out of the game, went right to work. Pitch is low. Ball and a strike. Mets did overcome a 6-0 deficit in Bradenton on Friday night. They've overcome a 5-run deficit before. Hauk swings and misses at a fastball at 93. They're up against the proverbial clock here. Well, people don't like to think about clocks in baseball, but now four runs with four outs to play with. One and two. Cuenca's pitch. It's flown into left field. Davis running in, and he's going to get there for out number three. Sounded like that bat might have broke. Ball did not travel, despite taking a good trajectory. Mets inch closer on the Hauk RBI single. 6-2, Palm Beach will look for insurance in the bottom of the eighth when we come back. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are on the rare 5 o'clock weekday start. We've got one more of those, I think, this year against Palm Beach. Whenever we come back down here to face the Cardinals again. Jose Cordoba, the only man not to bat in the seventh, will lead off the eighth. He's 1-for-4. Alan Perdomo back out there, throws one down and away. 6-2 Cardinals in this series opener. One out, ground ball to Barrow. It's the short hop. Oh, blind pick. Sets and throws. Good one. Boston Barrow has had three of those short hops today where he doesn't even look at the ball. Just the instincts and all the practice. Reach out to your left. Place the glove appropriately. He's looked good over there. They haven't given him an easy one, that's for sure.
Yeah, nothing's come easy for the Mets over this streak, but nice job by Barrow. He's been good today.
First pitch to John Frank Salazar is a ball low. He's 0-for-1 batting in the eighth inning. How was that? I only walked three times. 1-0 pitch. Drives this ball into the left center field gap. On the run is Villavicencio. It's over his head, bouncing over the wall on a hop, a ground rule double for John Frank Salazar. Second ground rule double today for the Cardinals.
He drove that one deep, and it takes a big hop over that out left field wall. Now the Mets have to get two more quick outs with a runner in scoring position and try and hold this lead, or this deficit, I should say, as much as they can.
Correction, second ground rule double of the game, the other one by the Mets, Baez. Pitch outside to Villarroel. 3-for-4 today to lead all hitters. Takes a fastball for a strike. That's when they bat next. Will be down to their last three outs. It'll be the 6-7-8 hitters in the order. Hernandez, Cuevas, and Villavicencio. Let's come back to Palm Beach last week of June. It will be another 5 o'clock Tuesday game. This one's fouled back. Mets also got to come back here two other times. Going to play Jupiter in June for six games. And then a three-game series against Jupiter out of the All-Star break here. Our southern home, about 45 minutes straight down I-95, door-to-door. 2-2 on Villarroel. Perdomo, leg kick, the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Good sinking fastball. Strikes out Villarroel. That is 10th strikeout now for Mets pitchers. Trying to protect their lead among all AA, high and single A teams.
So efficient with those strikeouts. Now, last pitch from Perdomo was a beautiful one. A sinker that starts high in the zone and then just falls out.
Throws a strike to Atkinson. .94 miles per hour. Atkinson steps out for a moment. Fastball lined into right field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Rosa picks it up. Here comes the throw to the plate. He chucks it way late. Atkinson goes up to second base. And it'll be an RBI single for Chase Atkinson to make it a 7-2 lead. And Rosa, ill-advised throw home, was never going to get Salazar. Atkinson easily takes second base. Not credited with a double, though.
Well, Atkinson read that one beautifully. When he saw that throw come in, he knew he could take his base over to second.
Five-run lead back to the biggest margin of the game for the Cardinals. They've scored in three of the last four innings now. Perdomo pumps in a strike to Davis. 1-for-4 with a two-run single and a pair of strikeouts. Line drive foul into the home bullpen. Again, this game was 1-0 at the halfway point. An unearned run. Thought we were going to be heading for a 2-1, 1-0, 3-1 type game. Some offense here late. This ball is stroked into center field. Mascara's back makes the catch and retires Davis. Gave it a ride. Inning over, but a run in on two hits, no errors, and one stranded. Each team scores in the eighth. We'll go to the top of the ninth. The Mets need a big rally, or else it's a 10-game losing streak.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Angel Cuenca trying to find the last six outs here. Non-save situation. Palm Beach 3-3 last week against Jupiter. Had a big swing game on Sunday. Lost it. Could have got within one game of first place. Set three back. Looking to get a win on this series opener. Mets losing 9 in a row, on the verge of 10 straight. Ronald Hernandez takes a fastball for a strike. Mets oh so close several times last week. Feels like today wasn't their day. Hung in there to the middle of the game. Ran into two out trouble on the mound. The Bats haven't done enough to keep up. Trying to make one last desperate push here as Hernandez waits on the 1-1. Grounds one foul. They did put together a four-run ninth here against the Jupiter Hammerheads way back on April 10th. That snapped a three-game losing streak. Here's a ball roped into right field, and it's over the head of Salazar for a base hit. Hernandez trying for two. He's going to stretch it into a double. Ronald Hernandez, the extra base hit. What are we up to now, Jake? Five doubles?
It's five doubles. Doubles continuing here for the Mets. So down to their last three outs, but not done yet.
Nothing else. Try to wake the bats up for tomorrow. Again, good swings early, but no results. And a long stretch in this game against Salas with nothing doing. Trying to score in three straight innings as Cuevas fouls one away. Cuevas a double last time up, so he's got four doubles in his last two games. And he's on a season-high four-game hitting streak. One pitch, a ground ball to first base, scooped up by Salazar. He'll take it himself, three and assisted. Cuevas out number one in the ninth. Ronald Hernandez scoots down to third base. Let's see if Viva Sencio can knock him in. A couple of hits for Kevin today, including a double last time up. That's down 7-2, one out in the ninth. Cuenca's first pitch, a fastball outer half, strike one. That's up to seven total hits. Cuenca, a 1-1. Breaking ball is popped straight up back to the stands. Whoa, look out, guys. Did that go in the cup? No. Tomorrow, all the kids will be after that ball. Now, there's a cup between them. I thought it was going to land in the cup. I can tell you the scouts don't care about the foul ball. Tomorrow, the Silver Sluggers night. They might not care about the foul ball either. 0-2 pitch coming to Vivasencio. And he flies this into center field. Espinosa to his right will make the catch. In comes Hernandez. And it's a 7-3 game. But the Mets are down to their final out. Counted as a sac fly for Vivasencio and his second RBI. Again, if nothing else, the Mets scoring in three straight innings against the Palm Beach bullpen. Maybe something to take home with them tonight, a feather in their cap.
I think that's exactly what it is, Adam. You know, obviously the sacrifice fly doesn't help you in this game, still down 7-3, but just trying to get your confidence back. It's been a tough streak for the Mets over the past week and a half, so anything you can take home positive is a good thing.
Now Marco Vargas doesn't want to be the last out of the night on his birthday. Got the birthday double. Last inning, 1-for-4. He turns 19 years old. Flies this one into right center. Is it going to get down? It's going to be close, and it's going to be caught on the run by Espinosa to end the game. Correction, that was Mosquera. My apologies on that one. He's 0-for-4, and that will end the game. Palm Beach wins the opener 7-3 over the Mets on this Tuesday night in front of no crowd at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And that means the Mets have now lost 10 straight games. Hard to fathom after they started this season 12-12 and looked like they were about to zoom over 500. But reality is it's a 10-game losing streak. Sadly for the Mets, that's now the second 10-game losing streak in the last two seasons. And since winning that championship in 2022, Mets have played 50 games under 500. Winning pitcher is Juan Salas. Losing pitcher Franklin Gomez. No save for Cuenca. Mets will drop to 12-22 on the season. In real time, they're 9.5 games out of first place. Palm Beach, 19-15 on the season. They are now 2.5 behind East leading Jupiter. Cardinals wrapping up that high five line between the mound and the dugout. While they do that, we will pause, go to break, come back with the post-game show to wrap up Palm Beach's 7-3 win over the Mets from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience. full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to a quiet Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, where Palm Beach has just defeated the St. Lucie Mets 7-3 in the series opener. Still have five more to go this week and 23 more to go against the Cardinals in 2024. Mets trudging out from their third base dugout to the clubhouse. 10th straight time they've had to sit across and watch the other team celebrate a victory. Let's go over the scoring summary. It started in the third inning. Espinoza reaches on a leadoff single. He quickly goes to third on an errant pickoff throw by Franklin Gomez. And then with one out and two strikes, Jose Cordoba hits one in the center field, dropped by Mosquera. If he caught it, would have been a sac fly. They credit the batter, Cordoba, with the RBI. It's 1-0. Meanwhile, the Mets couldn't get much going against Salas, as they did not score off of him at all. But in the halfway through the fifth inning, it was a 1-0 game. Certainly they're within striking distance. Gomez was pitching really well for the Mets. He struck out the first batter of the home fifth, got a second batter to ground out. Gave up a single to Cordoba. No problem there, really. Then he walked Salazar for the third straight time. Thought he made a pretty good pitch on what was ball four, but ABS didn't like it. So he's taken out of the game. Amons came in, and pretty clearly he was off his game. Didn't throw a lot of strikes. He gives up a single to Villarroel after falling behind him. That brought in a run to make it 2-0. He walked Atkinson. That loaded the bases. Then he gave up a two-run hit. That made it 4-0, and all of a sudden the wheels were starting to come off of this game. Mets got a run back in the seventh. Cuevas doubled. First pitch after Salas left the game. Giulianelli throws it, and it's doubled. Kevin Villavicencio follows with another double, so there's some instant offense against the reliever, and it was 4-1. But a quick answer for Palm Beach. They get two in the bottom of the seventh inning. Once again, it's all with two outs, a two-run single by Trey Page against Arnaud. That made it 5-1 in the eighth inning, a ground rule double for John Frank Salazar. A two-out RBI hit by Atkinson. That made it 6-1 or 7-1. And then the Mets, well, they scored a run in the eighth and ninth as well. RBI single for Barrow in the eighth. Sac fly for Villavicencio in the ninth. So there's your scoring summary. Moving to the box score. Starting with the Lions score, three runs on seven hits, three errors for the Mets. That's their most errors in a game outside of the five-error game they had against Jupiter, which actually started the losing streak. Palm Beach, seven hits, nine runs, and no errors. Hitters in the game, Villavicencio for the Mets, the only multi-hit game. He went 2-for-3. Cuevas has hit a double. He's now got four doubles in his last two games and seven on the season. Baez, he doubles as the second batter of the game. That extends his hitting streak to 14 games in a row. Other hits coming from Hernandez and Barrow. For Palm Beach, Villarroel, 3-for-5, the only Cardinal with the multi-hit game. Pitchers in the game, Franklin Gomez takes the loss. He's 1-1 on the season now, 4 2/3. Three hits, three runs, two earned. He walked three, struck out five. Amons, an inning and a third, two hits, a run, two walks, two strikeouts. Arnaud, 2/3 of an inning, two hits, two runs, two walks, a strikeout. Perdomo, an inning and a third, two hits, a run, no walks, two strikeouts. The Mets, high walk, high strikeout total. Seven free passes, 10 strikes. For Palm Beach, Salas, boy, what a game he pitched. He's 2-1 now in the season. 6 2/3, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, including the last 4 batters he faced. First pitcher this year to pitch into the 7th inning in a game involving the St. Lucie Mets. Giulianelli, 1/3 of an inning, a couple of hits, a run, no walks, no errors. And Cuenca, 2 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 1 strikeout to finish out the game. Ball game played in a tidy 2 hour and 25 minutes, and they do not announce attendance, so only a few baseball-loving souls witnessed this one, Jake.
Yeah, only a few, and unfortunate for the Mets as they drop another one here, but really the star of the game was Salas, who looked like he probably could have gone 8 innings if he didn't go up against the pitch count there. He was fantastic. The Mets could just not figure him out, and then really, it was some of the self-inflicted wounds when it came to the pitching and the defense. A couple of errors for the Mets today, and then the wild pitches and pass balls that you had as well. It made things a lot tougher for the Mets, despite a couple of the hits from Palm Beach. So now, if you're St. Lucie, you got to take what you can from this game. They did score a couple of runs late in this one and try to carry that over into your next game as the losing streak continues.
Well, they'll try to snap it at 10. Last year's St. Lucie Mets team, which had the worst record in the Florida State League, worst record in minor league baseball, worst record in the history of the franchise, got to 10 losses at one point, but not 11. So that will be on the line tomorrow. It'll be Cade Morris on the mound for the Mets. We're back to our normal start time of 6:30, which means airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will be at 6:20. Everybody cross your fingers for good weather. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Jupiter: Palm Beach Cardinals 7, St. Lucie Mets 3. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday evening. I hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your night.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.